Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 25th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Payment Components launches the FI Naplo AI solution. Greece-based B2B solution provider Payment Components has launched the FI Naplo. Shoplaza partners with Volt. Shoplaza has partnered with Volt to enable its merchants to accept cross-border open banking payments in the EU, the UK, and Brazil. Budgeting app Buddy integrates with Plaid to provide money management services for General Z users. Buddy, a personal finance app catering to Gen Z and millennials, has recently integrated with Plaid, an open finance service provider, to enable users a secure way to track their expenses and account balances. Super.com raises US$85 million in Series C funding. US-based savings application Super. GreenGage launches e-money service. UK-based merchant banking company GreenGage has announced the launch of its e-money service, aimed at digital assets firms, companies, and SMEs. Most launches embedded finance solutions for software providers and SMBs. Most, Anus-based embedded finance fintech, has unveiled new embedded finance solutions aimed at independent software vendors, ISVs, and software providers. VantageScore launches Market Gain. US-based VantageScore has announced the release of its Market Gain product, aimed to offer data-driven insights on addressable markets to fintechs and lenders. LittlePay integrates American Express. Transit payments processing company LittlePay has announced integration with American Express on its payment platform to provide riders with contactless payments. Alipay Plus integrates into SGQR, available at hawker centers in Singapore. Alipay Plus has become available as a payment method at NEA hawker centers in Singapore, through a partnership with Network for Electronic Transfers, NETS. Finaro, MultiPay to offer unified payment acceptance in the Nordics and UK. Cross-border payment provider Finaro has partnered with MultiPay to augment in-store and online payment acceptance for merchants in the Nordics and UK. Melio, Shopify launch accounts payable solution. US-based B2B payments platform Melio has partnered with Shopify to launch an accounts payable solution to change how merchants pay and manage their business bills. Hokodo announces Series B funding extension from Citi. UK-based Buy Now, Pay Later solution Hokodo has received a Series B funding extension from financial services provider Citi to support the former's expansion. EPI Company announces new acquisitions and shareholders. EPI Company has announced acquisition plans of Ideal and Payconic International, new shareholders and the upcoming launch of its instant payment solution. iProAuth, AuthSignal partner for online fraud prevention. Biometric authentication provider iProAuth has partnered with fraud automation platform AuthSignal for online fraud prevention across the US, Europe, and Asia Pacific. UIDAI, NPCI to set up eKYC aggregator. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, and the National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, are planning to set up an aggregator platform for eKYC. CoinShares partners with the network firm. Jersey-based alternative asset manager CoinShares has partnered with accounting company The Network Firm to streamline digital asset management. Notabene's report reveals growth in travel rule adoption globally. U.S.-based Notabene has published its second State of Crypto Travel Rule Compliance report, which showcases results from their 2023 Global Travel Rule Compliance Survey. NextGen Nordics, retail CBDCs could jeopardize commercial banks' deposit base. Exploring CBDCs and the future of technology in the Nordics and across Europe, Paige McNamee, senior reporter at FinExtra, discussed the pain points central bank digital currencies could help to alleviate and what level of cybersecurity, AML and KYC is required. Klarna unveils AI-powered personalized shopping feed. Klarna continues to broaden its scope beyond BNPL, unveiling an AI-powered shopping feed, a personal shopper and new selling tools for retailers and creators. European Payments Initiative to acquire Ideal and Payconiq. The European Payments Initiative, a bank-backed venture that was initially set up to build a rival to MasterCard and Visa in Europe, is to acquire Dutch payment scheme Ideal and Payconiq, the mobile payments app supported by a host of Belgian and Dutch banks. NextGen Nordics, beyond P27, there is still hope for Nordic harmonization. NextGen Nordics 2023 kicked off with a panel on the challenges and opportunities in the road for harmonization across transaction banking services. Paddle CEO Christian Owens steps down. Christian Owens, the CEO of London-based fintech unicorn Paddle, is stepping down after 10 years in the role. NextGen Nordics 2023. The future of AI in BNPL. NextGen Nordics has returned to Stockholm on the 25th of April 2023, with a wide range of speakers discussing topics such as P27, cross-border payments, open banking, CBDCs, digital assets and Web 3.0. Dukaskapi Bank and Clear Junction join forces. Dukaskapi Bank and Clear Junction have partnered to provide licensed electronic money institutions and payment institutions with a one-stop solution that satisfies their banking and payment needs. Trevi Pay to provide consolidated payment functions for Miracle Marketplaces. Trevi Pay, the global B2B payments and invoicing network, has partnered with Miracle, the SaaS solution chosen by leading enterprises worldwide to manage their marketplace and dropship business, to provide a centralized financing, invoicing and payment solution for manufacturers, distributors and group purchasing organizations operating marketplace and dropship platforms powered by Miracle globally. Total Processing appoints Elaine Dien to lead expansion into Europe. Total Processing is pleased to announce the appointment of Elaine Dien as the new managing director for its expansion into the European Union, EU, market. Paint and SoftPay form SoftPOS Alliance. Fully integrated payment solution and infrastructure provider, Paint and cutting-edge SoftPOS technology provider, SoftPay, have announced a strategic partnership to meet the growing demand for contactless payment acceptance solutions. Monica Eaton SS Sumay's CEO title at Chargebacks 911 following regulatory intervention. Chargebacks 911 and its sister brand Fi911, the global leader in chargeback management technology, announced the formal transition of Monica Eaton to assume title as its Chief Executive Officer, CEO. Finaro joins forces with MultiPay to offer unified payment acceptance in the Nordics and UK. Finaro, the global cross-border payment provider and fully licensed bank, has today announced a new strategic partnership with MultiPay, the payments company for large merchants, to boost in-store and online payment acceptance for merchants throughout the Nordics and UK. Ebury to provide payroll payments for Incor client base. The mass payments arm of Ebury, the global financial technology firm, is delighted to announce that it has been appointed by Incor to provide payroll payments for its underlying clients. TP ICAP invests in iPushPull. iPushPull, the real-time data sharing and workflow platform, today announces that it has received investment from world-leading liquidity and data solutions provider, TP ICAP, in a Series A funding. Convergence Partners closes $10 million investment in 42 Markets Group. Convergence Partners has announced the acquisition of a strategic stake in 42 Markets Group, an incubator, investor and builder of high-growth specialist businesses in the financial and capital markets sector. Merchants should be obliged to accept digital euro, ECB's Panetta. Merchants should be obliged to accept a future digital euro as legal tender, whilst people and businesses should also be able to obtain the CBDC at their banks, says ECB Executive Board Member Fabio Panetta. How consumers from boomers to Gen Z prefer to pay bills. ACI Worldwide's recent ACI SpeedPay Pulse report reveals a significant transformation in consumer preference for mobile payment. Dynatos launches the Route e-invoicing and e-delivery solution. Belgium-based source-to-pay and e-invoicing solutions provider Dynatos has launched the Route e-invoicing and e-delivery solution. EY partners with Fintech OS. The EY organization has announced its partnership with Fintech OS in order to simplify and improve the digital development of financial institutions. IXOPAY, EBANX provide local payments to global brands. Payment orchestration platform IXOPAY has partnered with Fintech EBANX to provide global brands with local payment solutions starting with Latin America. PonePay to launch an Android app store in India. India-based PonePay has revealed its plans to launch an Android app store in India to offer hyper-localized services based on customer context. ACI Worldwide partners with Magic Cube to deliver Tap to Pay. Real-time payments software provider ACI Worldwide has teamed up with IoT security platform Magic Cube. EPI company announces Ideal and Payconic acquisition. EPI company has announced acquisition plans of Ideal and Payconic International, new shareholders and the upcoming launch of its instant payment solution. NextGen Nordics, fintech firms and banks are now frenemies. Returning to the stage, Gary Wright, head of research at Finextra, stated that in 2023, we must address the unpredictability, high cost, low speed, lack of information and transparency issues associated with current networks to bolster international trade and financial inclusion. Napier commits to French-speaking Europe. Global AML technology specialist Napier has appointed French-native Charles Duport in a move designed to better serve its existing and new customers in France, Benelux and Switzerland. Valutico releases ESG valuation tool. Leading the way in sustainable finance, Valutico has launched ValuteCO, an advanced tool that assesses the value of companies based on their environmental impact. Coinbase sues SEC to force response to rulemaking petition. Coinbase has filed a suit against the Securities and Exchange Commission, asking a court to make the regulator respond to a petition from last year on the rules to govern the regulation of digital assets. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.